Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who work in an oftentimes dangerous environment, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I mentioned dangerous in relation to our food producers because the 2019 data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor indicates that the agricultural sector is still the most dangerous in America, with 573 fatalities, or an equivalent of 23.1 deaths per 100,000 workers. This is why the third week of September, initiated by the National Safety Council, has been recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week, and it's been that since 1944. This is probably a very appropriate time of year to highlight farm safety because, as you know, fall harvest can be one of the busiest and most dangerous seasons of the year. As an aside, in the 43 years at the Sioux Falls Stockyard, we probably had to call an ambulance two or three times each year for serious injuries, although several times a week somebody was getting hurt just a little. Why? Much like farm accidents, it almost always happens when we're tired and in a hurry. Difference being, on a farm or ranch, there's many, many more situations in which accidents can and do happen. Machinery, power lines, chemical applications, on and on. And again, when a person's been going 17-hour days, running a little behind, it really heightens the odds. I know I'm sounding like the weather person on television to remind you to care for your livestock when it's 15 below, as if you didn't know. And I apologize. Just consider this a friendly reminder from a guy that made plenty of mistakes over the years in the getting banged up arena. Enough of that. Weekend before last, I, along with several hundred others, attended the dedication of the newly opened Raven Precision Agriculture Center at South Dakota State. Folks, it's everything all of us had hoped for and a whole lot more. As you know, it's the first facility of its kind in the country, as SDSU is the first university to offer a four-year degree in precision ag. You talk about research, extension, and education in the rapidly expanding field of precision agriculture, we have it in Brookings, South Dakota. We thank South Dakota Corn, Raven Industries, the state of South Dakota, and everybody else that made it happen. Hey, be safe in your labors, and thanks for all that you do.